The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Yes, you demand fiscal responsibility in government, and so do I, but sometimes, after prioritizing, we have to spend some money on important things like poetry slams and puppet shows. I mean, you got to be able
Do you even know what a poetry slam is?
Yeah, it's where people get together and just like open mic poetry.
Oh, okay.
So you gotta prioritize for these things. I mean, I believe in fiscal responsibility, but I mean puppet shows.
I draw the line at the poetry stuff.
So apparently the State Department is spending $32,000 for poetry slams and puppet shows in India.
What?
Hold on, not even in America?
No. Everybody knows that India is devoid of such cultural experiences that they need puppet shows and poetry slams. So the U.S. Embassy in India is accepting grant applications for Arts for Social Change project that will involve 20 performances about the environment, tolerance, and other issues. Environment, tolerance, and other issues. According to the grant application process, it says the U.S. consulate is looking for creative and innovative uses for different art. You stop me there. Puppet shows and poetry slams. They're looking for creative and innovative. There's two fails of different artistic. Third fail. Our puppet shows or poetry, creative, innovative, or artistic?
Well, it depends who you're talking to.
Well, if you've ever seen Avenue Q.
Yeah, or Sesame Street. You know, they're doing good at it.
It's a little edgy.
Creative and innovative uses of different artistic mediums to address a variety of social issues. Because everybody knows that's the best way to address a variety of social issues. Art forms. Such as theater and musical performances, puppet shows, it says, art exhibitions, film screenings and poetry, and literature readings are all powerful vehicles to disseminate messages among diverse groups of audiences.
So basically a Barney and Friends show for everybody?
Kind of like that. After being questioned, the consulate defended themselves. They said, the U.S. Consulate General supports promotion of the arts as a leveraging point to discuss important aspects that can lead to social change and further exchanges between India and the U.S., including performative storytelling projects, poetry slam events, theater performances, poetry reciting. And photo exhibitions.
Wow. So, do we have that bad of a deal?
That was a lot of words.
Mm-hmm. That we have to do.
Why do we hate them so much?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Sending
puppets.
Really hate them this much? Yeesh. I thought we were good with the Indians.
Wait a minute. Remember the guy who used the Cookie Monster doll to transport cocaine?
Oh, maybe it's something like
maybe
that.
Maybe that's what's going on.
Okay.
It goes on to say these programs provide a platform to discuss a number of issues, including women's empowerment.
Oh. In India?
Gender-based violence.
Women's empowerment, 10 feet behind.
Environmental.
Okay, we'll let you walk 5 feet behind.
That is so
wrong. Gotta see the puppets. Come up a little closer, but not too close.
But not too close.
Gender-based violence, environmental awareness and pluralism, and tolerance and inclusion. That's what they will help battle with, puppet shows and poetry slams.
Inclusion 10 feet behind.
Poetry slams with the puppets?
You know, the other thing empowers women, like puppets.
Like a good puppet.
Like a good marionette performance.
If you do it right. If you do it right. That's true.
It's all that poetry that's going to stop the violence in India. Grant applications, in case you want to get them in, is August 4th. Somebody will be awarded part or all of the $32,000.
Whoa.
One winner? Take all?
I don't know if it's one or all. It might be multiple.
Does this mean that India
a million, a hundred $32,000.
Rupees. $32,000.
Who comes up with this number?
That's about $6.
$32,000 is a great number for poetry and puppetry.
And the number I had is $32,000, but a lot of times when you actually look into it, it's like $31,984.
Well, wait a minute. Now I see why they did it. In rupees, that's 2,061,136.
2 million rupees. 2 million rupees. 32,000. Which, you know, to be fair, that still buys like seven houses
and
in
two
India.
Cows.
Right, and 2 cows in India. Something like that. So I
roses
that.
Are red, violets are blue. This puppy is nice. He's here for you.
It's nice. You might be on your way to
$32,000.
Two million rupees. So I tweet out a link, hashtag government poems.
Oh.
Hashtag, if you got any, you know, possible names for government poems.
Well, we do have a poetry master.
I was thinking like ode to great, massive, colossal death, something like that. Horrible.
Bollywood.
Bollywood's a billion-dollar industry.
Right.
How do you know?
My wife loves that crap.
Okay.
So, you know, $32,000, at least we're prioritizing where we got to spend money. Because, you know, I remember talking yesterday in this program about Glenn playing the forgotten man caller, the guy who called and was crying to the host in the radio station in Washington, D.C. that he can't find a job.
He doesn't have money. His girl's
out of job. His family is suffering. A lot of people going through that. I just look around and I'm like, in America, there's a lot of people starving. And some of the very people who have signed off on $32,000 for puppet shows and poetry slams in India are the same people that come to you every 2 or 4 years and say, there are Americans that are starving. We're in this for the middle class.
If you me back to Washington, I will make sure
that there are
that
poetry slams
in India.
The people of India will not be denied puppet shows ever again. A chicken in every pot, a poetry slam in every community. These are the knuckleheads that tell you this constantly. I mean, at very least, can you bring the puppet show to America?
I mean, well,
it makes sense.
Then we fire Kermit the Frog. It's just, it's ugly when it happens here.
By the way, haven't we already paid for a puppet show? It's called Congress. Hey,
good morning. Wow.
This stuff frustrates me so much. It's one thing when we argue back and forth about overspending and debt, and people say, well, we've got to help those people, and that's the reason we've got to grow Obamacare, and we need to spend more money, all this stuff. I mean, that's ridiculous, because you can't or shouldn't spend what you don't have, because it sets up a huge failure in the future. But when you're spending money, when we are already $20 trillion, working on $21 trillion in debt, that eventually is going to come due, and the stock market is built on a house of cards right now.
It's all going to come down.
And we're spending $32,000. I mean, this is like being $100,000 in debt and your wife saying, let's go to a puppet show. I mean, right? Let's spend $200 on a puppet show.
Sounds like a fun Friday
slams.
Night. Yeah.
I'm literally speechless.
I know. I'm trying to think of something what to say.
Because
and I
like,
can't.
This is how completely disconnected they are with the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people do not have money to put food on their table, feed their kids, and you're dropping $32,000 on puppet shows in India?
You ready to?
I mean, I really want to hear the line of BS. Like, where?
I just gave you. It's cultural, and they need to help gender-based violence and women's empowerment with this.
And who said, okay, that's a good idea? Let's do that.
The politician that needed a deal.
So $32,000 on puppet shows and poetry slams are a little troubling to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here's the thing, though. This is just one troubling thing at this consulate in India, not to mention all the other troubling things there or every other consulate. First of all, they spend billions on rebuilding these consulates every few years or whatever. They just finished up one or were working on one a couple years ago in London, a new one. Because, you know, you can't have that old one. You know, and it was billions and billions. And that's not even for the building. By the way, we don't need those buildings anymore.
I was going to ask you.
We don't need them.
I mean, I understand we need a diplomat in every country. I'm still kind of like, okay.
Remember, the history of this was because if the president wanted to communicate with one of these countries, it literally took months to send a message across the ocean via ship. And if you were further inland, it took another couple of months to get there. So the president had somebody who could actually speak with his authority and do the business of the U.S. without checking it with him. We don't need them anymore.
Yeah, sorry. To the, you don't the age need the of technology, no. Skype, video. You don't need any of the stuff.
But if you are going to have them, you don't need these full staffs, and you certainly don't need. They spend literally millions of dollars on just the art at these places.
Art?
Yeah, the and artwork, we're not even talking.
The consulate in India needs art.
Yes, they. Oh, geez, look it up. All of them do. And we're not talking, they spent $14 million on Rembrandt that is still an investment. No, they have these stupid art contests where some knucklehead throws urine in a bottle of water or something like that. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll pay you $14 million for that stuff. This is what they do and continue to do.
What do you
and
have against you art?
What do you have against people peeing on a jar? And
then they spend it on, and we've done the stories on this before, where they spend millions of dollars on booze. Well, booze. We got to entertain people, you know.
Not to mention the security of, of defending these places.
Right.
You know?
All of that. It's hundreds of millions of dollars a year just in art and stuff.
Nobody stops to think, like, how outdated these procedures and these methods are that are because, you know, this was started because you said it takes months to get somebody over. It's okay. We're not in that time anymore. Do we need this anymore?
Right. And who has the balls to stand up and lead and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or Hillary supporting Democrat or Republican. Is there anybody that thinks, even if you're somebody that believes in puppet shows and poems, do you really think that's the way to help the people of India? Does that to empower women? Because you could spend that $32,000. How about on a battered woman's shelter? You could spend it all kinds. How about just handing it out to some poor person in the ghetto or in Appalachia? I mean, I want it back and we're in debt and we shouldn't do it, but damn it, at least put it to some good use. How do you sit there in an embassy in your ivory tower? Oh, I'm an ambassador because I gave a bunch of money and kissed ass to the person who got elected to the presidency and hand out $32,000 when there are literally Americans starving. There are people near that embassy that are starving. If you're going to hand it out in a foreign country, hand it out and give food to people over there. There's a couple of Indians that aren't doing so well. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Oh, your kid's starving and you've got some plague. Check out the little puppet. Oh, there's a little puppet. Don't you feel
don't
empowered
be mean
now?
To women. Don't be
don't
mean
you feel
to
more
women.
Full now?
This is the $500 hammer. Yeah, there's money going. I mean, this is the front for them funneling money to something there. But
who
not
will stand up and get to the bottom of this?
You know what? Maybe
because this is the reason why a lot of people voted for President Trump. Now, I know he's got some pretty big fish to fry, but it wouldn't be that difficult to tell your Secretary of State to say, I want all of this crap tied up now. You go through and strike all of this stuff and get rid of it. How come he hasn't done it? How come Obama didn't and George W. Bush before him? Who will stand up? What member of Congress will stand up and say, this is insane? When we're in the middle of debating Obamacare and we can't afford that, how are you still spending this stuff? This is The Morning Blaze.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
The resistance tweeting, hashtag government poems, where the sidewalk ends, we build a duck ramp. Ode to unfunded liabilities from DM and DM. I did get one from Brad Staggs just now.
Oh, how to balance a budget on your nose. Because they can't do it anywhere else.
Sleeve did it. Roses are red, violets are blue. We spend big money on art instead of a shelter for you. The NEAA pays my way from DM and DM. All right, so we get some other ones in here. It's hashtag government poems, and also, of course, hashtag what I learned today at Doc Thompson Show. So, about a year ago, the energy company we used in Northwest Arkansas was bought out, I think, or merged or whatever it is with another one, and I got the your bills will now be coming from Black Hills Energy, based out of Rapid City, South Dakota. And for a year or whatever, I've been getting the little bills from Black Hills Energy. Mm-hmm. I present Exhibit A. Okay? All right. Exhibit A. And you'll see it's...
He's holding in his hand an envelope.
An envelope.
It's apparently a bill.
Yes, a bill. It's addressed to me, Bentonville, Arkansas. Address, whatever, Black Hills Energy.
Still get paper bills?
I still get these for the energy company. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So they send this, right? Mm-hmm. This has been going on for a year or so. Okay. And then I noticed a couple months ago, I get one addressed to my wife from Black Hills Energy.
You added her to your wife is cheating on you with Black Hills Energy?
No, it's
kidding.
No, I was going back. I'm like, wow, it's weird. It wasn't addressed to me and her, just to her.
That's strange.
That's odd. And I'm going, was she even on the account? I think it's just in my name. But either way, okay, fine. I open it up and I'll show you just like this. It is important information regarding option gas line coverage. Brad, what is option gas line coverage?
That'd be insurance that covers the gas line that goes into your house.
Dear Unily, recently we wrote you about interior gas line coverage available to eligible blah, blah, blahs. Remember to accept coverage. Home responsibility and financial costs could cost you. Gas line coverage in HomeServe gives you up to $3,000 an annual. In other words, you're responsible if something goes wrong at the gas line.
I got
your
the
house.
Same exact thing.
Once it goes into your house.
The point is, she's not even on the account. Mm-hmm. They never send her anything else, and the bills come exclusively in my name. Mm-hmm. But they send her the stuff about getting the gas. You know, if something goes wrong with that gas line, it's your responsibility, and it may blow up, too.
Yeah. Yep.
So what are they doing
here? Scare tactics.
Scaring the wife
in order
to get you, because you come home and say, we've got to get gas line coverage. Give Black Hills Energies, that dirtbag company out of Rapid City, South Dakota, extra cash. If I had any other option, Black Hills Energy, for this one thing alone, I would be calling you today and canceling. But I don't have any other options with this. I'm seriously considering going all electric and putting solar panels on my house to get rid of this dirtbag company. You know exactly what the hell you're doing here. You should be ashamed of yourself. Mm-hmm. Because it's simply a scare tactic. That's all you're doing.
They're gonna, scaring the little woman.
Oh, yeah. The wife doesn't know what she's...
Yep.
Right. And how insulting is that to women? What? She's the one that you are targeting to scare because she's more scareable?
Well, what do women know about gas lines?
Right. So is...
You mean like the ones in my car?
Right.
Is that a female-friendly company you got there by sending this stuff exclusively to the wives? You didn't send her the bill. You sent me the bill.
Mm-hmm.
How do you realize how offensive this is on many levels?
Because she'll come to you. She's going to come to you, and until she stops yammering in your ear about the house blowing up.
Right, exactly. That's what they're saying.
Not only are they trying to scam your wife, but they're going to add more stress to your life because they know she's going to yammer at you until you get it.
Right, that's their whole game. So on one hand, they're saying, women are so stupid, or they're so emotional, we can play on them. They didn't send me one about that.
How do they find out that she's...
I don't even know how they did that.
I'm sure, digging.
You know, when they do the research on the address, her, you know, there's multiple names that comes up.
Probably.
Yours and hers, and they're like, oh, she must be
the wife. Una Lee, I mean, that's a foreign name. It could be anything. I don't know. I guess they just went, Michael sounds like the male in that, but who knows what
any,
the hell.
Any of your other four wives get those?
No, none of the other ones get it. Just her. Right. Yeah, the other ones don't get it.
They're not
the other ones aren't allowed to step outside or even, you know, look at the mail.
And the joke's on them. Yeah. She doesn't get the mail. I don't let her see those things. Don't you worry your pretty head about such things. Well, the gas line's fine.
Remember, speak up. She's 10 feet behind you.
No, so it's insulting to women that they're either so emotional or so stupid that they're going to play on them. Again, why wouldn't they include me on this if they were not doing that? Or why would they not include her name on the bill?
Because they're definitely targeting her.
Right. I signed up. My name was on the account exclusively because I did all the paperwork when we were buying our house and moving to Bentonville. My wife was like, well, I'm just going through all the stuff, trying to set all the stuff up. So I'm the one that hooked, and that's the reason my name's on it exclusively. Some of the other stuff, the house, whatever, it's on both of ours. But I just did it, and okay, fine. So why wouldn't you, even if you're like, well, let's send it to the homeowners, send it to me as well?
No.
We're both on the house.
The woman usually makes financial decisions in a home. She usually is the one who decides where the money goes.
You're still playing this gender game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that corporate America friendly? No, corporate America doesn't do that. You should be ashamed of yourselves. I bet other companies do this too.
They would deny doing it.
They do, because I got the same thing. They didn't send it to my wife, but they did send me the whole thing about you're responsible for your gas line.
They thought Cal was female.
They thought
that's probably
was a female,
what it is. You guys both got foreign names, so you know that's probably what
See,
it is.
See, in your true. Household, it doesn't work. The 50-50. You know, in his household, Doc, Una, we know which one's a female.
Well, they're taking a stab at it, whatever. I mean, Cal's got like 17 letters in his first name, and like three of them are Z's and two of them are J's. I don't know what that.
That's true.
Like to buy a vowel.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network. With Doc Thompson.
I just sent it out to Black Hills Energy. To heck with them. I'm just tired of companies like this, too. These are the same corporate companies that when you try to do anything else, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, because of diversity and inclusion and all this other nonsense, when all that is imaging. That's they do.
They
really don't care about the stuff. It's not like that. By the way, I got to tell you about Relief Factor. It's a product designed to relieve inflammation in the body and help you relieve or alleviate the pain in your body. It absolutely works. I think they're uprate when people order is over 80%.
80% of the people who order it again and again and again.
I think you stepped out of the studio yesterday when I was telling my mother-in-law that I had her try it.
No, I was in here.
Oh, were you? So I have her try it.
I feel better, but I don't know why.
Yeah, this is like a month later. First, she didn't see much of it. It's like, well, it doesn't work for everybody. And a month later, my wife's like, she's feeling so much better. And I was like, oh, and I had forgotten about, I was like, because I just ruled out, okay, Relief Factor didn't work for it. She's like, it's working great, And I was like,
I don't know why.
What is she still taking Relief Factor? Yeah. I still don't know why she's feeling better, though. I was like, just tell her to keep taking it.
It's so simple. That's the thing. It's so simple, and it's not like all this chemical mixture. It's the botanicals. Right.
So if you would like to try it, all you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. You can also call 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384. Brad Staggs has used it for years. Cal, Chris, me. Keith has tried it.
Stunt brain.
Kirk hasn't tried it yet because he's young and doesn't need such things.
Although his wrist must get sore from punching all the gay people.
See, but that's not sore, though. I mean, that's not inflammation.
Well, it could be.
I mean, Chris has because he served his country. He's young, but he served his country. But Kirk hasn't done anything. He's just lying around. Exactly.
I don't want to.
So ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Join. Oh, you got some tweets?
Yes.
Hashtag what I learned today.
TMB Saddletrap tweeted, rampant shootings in Chicago? Meh. VA killing our war vets? Meh. Puppet shows in India? Send all the money!
Oh, that's a good one. That
deserves a retweet.
That does deserve a
Libertarian,
retweet.
Libertarian, listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight passing of Obamacare. That doesn't rhyme. Hair and care don't rhyme. Listen, it should be hair
and care. It's a government poem.
Oh.
I mean, it's like, listen and kill. Refrigerator. It doesn't matter.
Kool-Aid Drinker tweeted, hashtag what I learned today. Congress is full of old people. They don't know how to Skype unless you put $1 million minute price on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah. Hashtag what I learned today. Get him in. Joining us now, New York Times bestselling author and director of Jihad Watch, Robert Spencer. How are you, sir?
Just great. How are you?
Doing well. Robert Spencer, we've got to end free speech on campus. Clearly, it's hurting the kids. Free speech is damaging them.
Oh, absolutely. But it's a lucky thing. They have safe spaces. They have teddy bears and chocolate. So if somebody registers an opinion that differs from that of the establishment left, then they can flee to those places and feel better. But in reality, yes, colleges are radioactive deserts of leftist propaganda. There is no other point of view that is allowed. And it is something that is going to be harmful to the United States and the world as a whole for generations to come.
What is so bizarre to me is, I mean, let's face it, I've complained about this for years, the lack of consistency on the left. I understand your passion at some ideas. I agree a little more with others, but the lack of consistency across the board. And college campuses are a perfect example. These are people that have fought supposedly for free speech and, right to speak out and protest First Amendment rights and the whole. And then you get to my college campus, they're like, well, but you can't do that because some speech is harmful and we need safe spaces.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild. Berkeley is the home, the legendary home of the free speech movement. Mm-hmm. And now they routinely cancel speakers who dissent from the leftist line. There were riots when Milo was going to speak there. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I spoke at three college campuses this past spring. Every last one of them, they acted like one of the worst villains in the world was coming. But I guarantee you that if a Guantanamo inmate had come to any of those campuses and screamed death to America, he would have been celebrated as a hero.
Exactly, because he's speaking out. He's different. It's diversity. It's funny. It's funny, too, because, Robert, I would love to engage many of them. I would go to campuses and speak and debate, and it could be civil, but they do not want it.
Oh, no, they don't. As a matter of fact, at one of them, at the University of Buffalo, where I was just screamed at for an hour and a half, they were saying, why won't you debate? You won't debate. And I said, what do you mean you won't debate? I won't debate. Bring in a guy. I'll debate him right now. And so they brought in this imam because we were talking about Islam as a religion of peace or whether there are elements of it that incite to violence. They brought in this imam and they sat him down and he made a statement and I started to answer and they start screaming and yelling again. And so it was just proof. They didn't want debate. They just wanted to have their own point of view aired out with no dissent, no discussion, no disagreement.
Talking with Robert Spencer, the book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies. By the way, where can people get the book?
It's at any self-respecting bookstore and at Amazon.com.
All right. And are you on the social media? Should we be aware of your social media site or handles?
Yeah, absolutely. Jihad Watch RS on Twitter. That's J-I-H-A-D Watch RS. Jihad Watch RS on Twitter. Jihadwatch.org is the main site, and there is also Jihad Watch Facebook page.
How far, I mean, this is Brad, how far away in terms of years are we with this threat that we have in the country? I mean, how far are we from something actually happening? I mean, is there any way to put a number on that if we continue down this road, something really big and dangerous?
They're plotting for that all the time. That could happen tomorrow. That could happen in a year. That could happen in 5 years. There's really no way to be sure. One of the biggest problems that we have in that regard is that the Obama administration, and this is part of this free speech problem that we have in the world today, forbade any discussion of Islam and jihad in connection with terrorism. Do you know that the whole counterterror program of the Obama administration, which I should emphasize, is still in place right now? It does not ever mention Islam or jihad in connection with terrorism. And so what that amounts to, essentially, is that we're fighting against this massive force that FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, the military, all of them are forbidden to study. They are not allowed to try to understand and get into the mindset of these people. It's forbidden.
Now, Robert, just to play devil's advocate on this, too, are you okay with mentioning the Westboro Baptist Church's Christian faith or anybody else that has done horrible things? Because, I mean, I absolutely am. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, sure. Look, see, the Westboro Baptist Church is 5 or 10 lunatics. If they were a massive global force, then we would have to be talking about their ideology, what motivates them, what they believe, what they want to accomplish, how they intend to go about it. That would be the only way we could defeat it. Mm. Islamic jihadis are a massive global force. They're all over the world. There have been 30,000 lethal jihad attacks around the world since 9/11. It's a massive problem, and yet nobody is willing to confront that there are elements of Islam that they use to justify violence and make recruits among Muslims who are peaceful.
Sorry, here, Robert, this is Chris Cruz. You talk about hate speech scam. Can you further that?
Yeah, absolutely. See, what I do is, in my work, is for years now, I used to go to the military before it was forbidden. I used to go and speak to the FBI, to the military, to other groups, take them through the Quran, take them through the life of Muhammad to give them an idea of what the terrorists think, what their mindset is. You have to understand that if you're going to defeat them. And as I've been saying, all that is forbidden now. But for years, leftist and Islamic groups would say that's hate speech. You were preaching hate just by reading from the Quran, essentially. They wouldn't say the Quran is hate. They would say I was hateful for quoting it. And I always thought, well, that's a ridiculous charge. There's no substance to that, and nobody could possibly take that seriously. But now we've seen over the last couple of years, the other shoe is dropping. Not only have they characterized any honest analysis of the jihad threat as hateful, but now we're hearing hate speech is not free speech. And there are large-scale attempts in the United States that people are not aware of to criminalize hate speech. It's already started with the whole concept of hate crimes. See, if I mug you and take your money, then that's a crime. But if I mug you and take your money while I call you a racial epithet, then that's a hate crime. And so already we have speech laws.
I got to tell you, I hate both of them, just so you know. But the real part I hate is the mugging part.
Yes.
You can call me stuff all day long. I don't like it, but I really hate being mugged.
So I have a question. How do we reach out to people of opposing beliefs or thoughts and try to find a common ground or a way to communicate without it turning into, oh, you're being hate speech. You're full of hate speech.
Well, this is the problem. This is the problem that we got, that the people on the left and the Muslim groups in the United States, they will not engage. They will not debate. I would go and debate an imam or a representative of the Council on American Islamic Relations or any Muslim or leftist leader right now. I would debate anyone. But they refuse. They say, no, 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 this is all just hate and bigotry and racism and Islamophobia. This is a tactic to shut down any dissent and any criticism of their point of view.
So
that is what we have to confront.
How do you negotiate with somebody whose goal is to kill you? I mean, where's the negotiation? Where do you start?
Well, I don't think we can negotiate with those whose goal is to kill you. There's no negotiating with them. What we can do, or what we must do, is deal with the people who are enabling them by shutting down criticism of those whose goal is to kill you. And that's the problem that we have on campuses today and really all over the country, that if you try to stand up and speak about jihad terror in an honest fashion, you get excoriated as a racist and a bigot, and there's no discussion.
The book is The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies by Robert Spencer. Robert, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Appreciate it.
A pleasure. Thank you.
We'll tweet out a link to it and also his information so you can check it out for yourself.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network. With Doc Thompson.
It's water, only better. It's called Earthwater, and you can get it at earthwater.com/theblaze. earthwater.com/theblaze with the promo code TheBlaze to get 10% off. It's water with 70 trace minerals in it. And what it does is gives you those minerals that your body is craving and help boost your energy levels, rebuild your immune system, reduce your stress level, improve your memory and focus, help remove toxins from your body, maintain healthy skin, nail, and hair. And it also gets to freak out your friends. When you're like, no, no, that's not cola. It's
here,
not
drink
coffee.
This. Did
it's
I tell water. You, I gave it to my cable guy.
Oh, that's right.
He was impressed.
So wait a minute. The like guy water. From the Middle East is handing me some elixir and telling me it's water.
I was trying to hydrate the guy. He was out in my yard and he's like digging for the cable line and stuff. I'm like, do you want some water? He's like, sure. And I bring him I'm like, here you go. He's like, he looked at it and then he looked at me and he looked at it.
Hey, I'm
like, no, no, I know
bit.
It's black water, but trust me, this is full
trust
of nutrients
me.
And minerals. It'll make you feel good.
Did you have
I drink
to take
it all
a swig
the time.
Your first,
I like, watch,
first?
I'll drink it myself. Like, no. See, I'm still here.
And then he drank after you?
And then, no, I put it in the glass. Oh, yeah. And then afterwards, he's like, wow, this is actually very refreshing.
It is, because it's water, only better. It's called Earthwater. It really is awesome, especially if you're somebody who's concerned about your health and you want to live a little healthier. Go to earthwater.com/theblaze. It's earthwater.com/theblaze. They are taking off, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh, are they doing well.
Oh, I mean, these guys are sponsoring
NASCAR.
MMA fighting.
That's right.
Wait, that's not good for us, guys.
I know. We're going to be out in a second. But all it is
real athletes and actual thriving businesses.
I think there's future.
You're going to be like, what are we doing with these morning blows?
I don't know. What are these clowns?
It'll be a while before they catch up.
Cut them loose.
That's right. Exactly. And that's the only reason they're able to do that is because it's taken off because people enjoy the product. Earthwater.com/theblaze and promo code TheBlaze to get 10% off your order. Did you see the update on the guy with the illegals in the truck?
No.
Yeah.
So the guy was smuggling the illegals, ended up in San Antonio. 10 of them died, a bunch of them in serious condition, and they were all packed like sardines in the back of that semi. The guy's name is Matthew Bradley. He's from Florida. He's 60. And
this isn't the driver.
This is the driver. He was arrested. He could face life in prison.
Wow.
Because that many people died. Now, he said, well, first of all, one of the illegals said that they were in a stash house for 11 days in Laredo before being loaded into the trailer. This guy, Matthew Bradley, said he didn't know there were illegals in the back. He said he knew the trailer's refrigeration system didn't work and that the four vent holes probably were clogged, but didn't know there were illegals in the back.
Did he know that there's something alive?
No.
He just picked up cargo.
Yes.
He's just a driver, that's what he said.
And he said he only knew that something was wrong when he stopped at the Walmart to relieve himself, to go to the bathroom. And that's when they burst out of the back or almost ran him over or something.
That's the thing. Was it unlocked or was it locked?
I can't get an answer for
because
that.
Because the report I saw was that one of the people that was in the back got out and asked one of the Walmart employees for water. That's how they knew.
Got caught, yeah.
So what was it that they told these people if it was unlocked? So scary that they would not get out of the truck.
Yep, it's very, very odd. One survivor of the trip said that he lost consciousness because he was dehydrated and sweating profusely. He said when he woke up, he was in a San Antonio hospital bed.
Wow.
Another guy, 27, said people cried and pleaded for water, and that he heard children's voices whimpering in the...
Were there children desperate inside?
There were apparently kids in there as well. Wow. He said that he was charged $5,500 for the trip, that he'd been riding in air conditioning. He and his six friends were picked up at a safe house in Laredo, and it obviously didn't work out well.
How much?
$5,500. $5,000, which is, I've seen some go $10,000, $12,000, $15,000.
For one of them or for
six? One of them, for one.
Wow.
Yeah, for one.
And that's from Mexico in, or that's?
That's after, usually the whole way. The whole trip.
Because I know that there's a whole other process. Right. Over the border. Then when you get over the border, they put them in this truck and there's
yeah,
more.
This is probably for the whole trip.
So if he knew the refrigeration unit wasn't working,
right,
he had to have known what was in the back. Because you have to know if it's something perishable. Because
whoever
he picked it, wherever he picked
he
up the cargo.
It's not working, right. But I'm carrying that fish.
Right, exactly.
That frozen so fish that, isn't going to be good.
Yeah.
Well, so technically it could have been lied to. Oh, yeah, you've got lumber. That's Don't worry about it. It doesn't need air conditioning.
I'm thinking he at least had an inkling.
I'm pretty
at least an inkling
did,
on this.
You know,
but the real problem is, okay, you want to help illegals. You people out there that know we need comprehensive immigration reform and amnesty or whatever. Here are people dying, paying thousands of dollars to die when we could simply fix the problem, both legal immigration and the illegals that are here, and you won't do it. But here's the thing. The guy said he didn't hear anything, and they swore that they were screaming and pounding on the cab. So, I mean, it's like...
Well, truck, though. It's a
when
truck,
you're moving, you there's no yeah, way you would hear it.
Even when you're stopped, you wouldn't hear
no.
something?
Nah.
No. You've got well, the engine. Frozen fish and lumber is really... Help me! Help me! It's really loud.
Yeah.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.